Okay, we're going to start now. So, I wanted to talk today about the bracha of Shechianu. We're talking about different brachas. We talked about Berachas Hamazon. We talked about Zimun. So, I want to talk today about the bracha of Shechianu. And specifically, also, part of that is because there's a lot of misconception, confusion about it. And furthermore, there's specific halachas that are related to the 9 days and the 3 weeks about the bracha of Shechianu. One of the few halachas that the Sfaradim have for the bracha of Shechianu, according to the Shech, for the halachas of the 3 weeks from Shivas Arba Tammuz until the night until Tisha B'Av, almost the only halacha that the limitation that the Mechaber, the Shulchan Aruch brings down for Sfaradim is not to make a Shechianu. Now already it's after Rosh Chodesh Av, so now there's a lot more limitations and restrictions, but the actual halacha of the 3 weeks would only be on basically not getting engaged and not making a Shechianu. Okay, so some of the pratim come up over there about what the parameters of Shechianu is. Okay, now let's start by explaining a little bit the bracha of, this is how we're going to do it. We're going to explain the bracha of Shechianu on a new fruit. Then we're going to ask a very important question. And from that, we'll try to get to understanding a little bit the other type of Shechianu, which is on new stuff. You know, one person buys a new watch, a new this, a new that. Where does that Shechianu fit in? So the bracha of Shechianu is a Gemara. The Gemara says that when a person goes and sees a new fruit that's seasonal, he makes a Shechianu. That means that the bracha of Shechianu, first of all, on a fruit, is not because you did not personally experience the taste of this fruit in a long time. As long as you personally. It has to do with the season. Because the Shechianu, if you think about it, what's the bracha? Baruch Ata Hashem, Elokeinu Shechianu v'kiyemanu. You gave us life, and you expanded our life, and you were mekayim us, and you kept us in existence. Shechianu v'kiyemanu lazman hazeh, to this time. So it's a bracha which is related to time. So when you see a new fruit, the reason we make a bracha is because that signifies a new time period. Why is that a new time period? Because we're talking about seasonal fruits. We're not talking about original fruits that you never tasted. If a person never tasted an apple, but an apple is not seasonal, an apple could grow all year, technically, throughout different climates. But basically, an apple is not a seasonal fruit, technically, right? A potato, these things are not seasonal. So therefore, when you see that, even if you never tasted it before, you would not make a Shechianu. Because even though you never tasted it, but it's not a fruit which is related or signifies a zman, a period of time. So therefore, you don't make a bracha on that. Okay, the bracha that you make for new fruits is because a new time period has come, and Hashem got me to being in this time period, and this fruit is seasonal. People are excited to hit a new season. Oh, another summer, another winter, another season. So we got to another season. Oh, Hashem, thank you. You got me to this new season, and now I can see the things which this season ushers in. It ushers in these new fruits, and therefore I'm very excited to be part of this new season. And that's the yisoid of the bracha of Shechianu on fruits. So it has to do with the season, has to do with the fact that it comes nizman lasman, and a seasonal fruit you make a bracha. That's why the Shulchan Aruch paskins that the main time you make the bracha is when you see the fruit, not when you eat the fruit. However, since people nowadays, in the end of the times of the Shulchan Aruch, were not so sensitive to that. Okay, I see it. I see a lot of things. I mean, you know, things popping through my eyes all the time. So we focus on it more when we eat it. And therefore, a person that will get more simcha when they eat it than when they see it. So they made a takana that you make the bracha when you eat it. Okay? But really, the bracha has nothing to do with eating. Okay, the bracha is on seeing the new fruit, and that ushers in the new season, and you're excited to see the new season, and that's when you make the bracha. And that's why Rabbi Yashar passes, even if you personally are not sympathetic to fruits, you don't really care about fruits, you're not a fruit guy, it's not going to help you, you're not so excited to see the fruits, and you're not so excited when you see it, doesn't make a difference. You still make the bracha Shechianu, because it's not your personal simcha, it's the simcha of the new season coming in. Okay, and that new season coming in, that's the time that you make that bracha Shechianu. But remember, the bracha of Shechianu is on the seeing of the fruit, really, not on the eating of the fruit, and therefore it makes a big nafkamina on the halacha. That first of all, for example, Rabbi Moshe Feinstein paskins that let's say you have a whole bunch of new fruits on your table. Okay, you have a whole bunch of new fruits. You had a tuba shot party, whatever. So you have a whole bunch of new fruits. And assuming that they all have Shechianu, they're seasonal fruits, the halacha would be that you only make a bracha once because you're seeing all of them. And even if you're not planning on eating all of them right now, you're going to eat them over a course of a few minutes, or maybe not even at all. Doesn't make a difference. You can make a shachiyano on all of them, have them all in mind. And even if you're going to eat one of them later next week, you already patted the shachiyano. You already made the shachiyano. So the shachiyano is if you have a whole bunch of fruits, you should make one shachiyano to cover all of them. That's what Moshe Feinstein says. Because again, the ikar shachiyano is on the seeing as fruits. He says also, for example, let's say you have one hadama and one ha'etz. So you're going to make a one shachiyano, you're going to eat one of them, and then you're going to wait and eat the other one later because and you go, oh, it's a hefsik, it's not going on it right away. You know, no, it doesn't work that way. Since you're seeing them now, then you can make the shachiyano on all of them in one shot because you're seeing all of them together. That's the way we look at the nature of the bracha. The Mishabur Paskins, that I think a lot of people make this error. Says you make a burp, let's say you're making shachiyano on a new a new fruit, a rimon or something. You make a shachiyano. So you make burp priya eitz, then you say the shachiyano, and then you eat it. That's incorrect, because it's a hefsek. The shachiyano has nothing to do with the eating, really. So you made a bracha on the eating, and then you made a shachiyano, and then you ate it. You interrupted between the bracha on the eating and the eating. The shachiyano is not really related to the eating, and therefore you should not make the shachiyano between the bar priya eitz and the eating. You should either make it before the bar priya eitz, which is the shachiyano, because it's on seeing it. So shachiyano, then you make a eitz, then eat it. Or you say a eitz, take a bite, and then shachiyano. But you should not say a eitz, then shachiyano, and then eat it, which I think is what most people do. Of all three options, I think people do the last one, which is really incorrect. Okay? And because remember, again, the main point of it is when you see it, is that it ushers in a new season. Now, because it's a seasonal fruit issue, people have raised a very important issue with the shachiyano on fruits nowadays, which is that nowadays fruits, even though they technically grow as seasonal fruits, but there's so much import and export that technically you can access most fruits all the time. So I brought up a chart here of different, I brought up a chart of like different seasons of fruits. So technically there's a lot of, I have here in front of me, avocados. Each fruit has their own season, I'll show you for a minute. It's interesting. You see, each fruit has its season. You know, avocados are January, February, March. And then they're not available in April and May, supposedly. And then June, blueberries are the opposite. Mangoes, I know in our neighborhood we have them, it's from May till October, but they're not available the rest of the year. So technically most, except for like corn, and some of these things, tomatoes, most things are have a season. There's about 5 or 6 months a year that they're not available. Okay? So because of that, when they become available, you make a bracha. The problem is that nowadays, there's a lot of import-export. So you'll tell me, well, look, mangoes are only in season from May until September, October in Florida. But if you're really desperate for a mango in January, you probably get a hold of one. So where are you going to get it? Because they're going to import from Mexico because they're in season there. So when you see a fresh mango, do you get super excited? Ah, fresh mangoes, a new season, Hashem, you ushered in a new era in my life. No, because last week you had it also. It just was, right? So the fact that fruits are so readily available all year round diminishes the need to make a shachiyano. So according to a lot of poskim, this is actually mentioned in the Shulchan Aruch itself. The Shulchan Aruch itself mentions that if you have like vegetables that store well, okay, even though technically a potato will only grow a certain time of year, but you could store it in a certain place and have it 6 months later. So something which you could eat later and they're available all year, you do not make a shachiyano. So some poskim do take issue with the fact that fruits nowadays are basically available all year. Now, I don't know if that's really true. And it's definitely true on some things. Apples, oranges, basic stuff, it's true. But very seasonal fruits, plums, nectarines, these things are summer fruit. You don't see them all year. People like shachiyano and rimon, I'm not sure why exactly, but, and the other types of fruits that people make, a Shachiyano on Rosh Hashanah, you have to know if that's really, you know, why people make Shachiyano. It's just because you never had a purple sabra fruit doesn't mean it's Shachiyano. You have to verify that it's a seasonal fruit and you've entered into the new season on it. If it was available in a corner of Publix the whole year, but you only picked it up now, so the last time I had it was a year ago, that's not a reason to make Shachiyano on it.
But isn't it enjoyment?
It's
on seeing, you know?
What?
It's on, if it's on seeing, then there's an experience that you're having when you see it.
No.
Objective.
It's an objective bracha. It's not subjective, and it doesn't have to do with your simcha. The only thing that would have to do with your simcha is, do you make the bracha when you eat it or when you see it? But other than that, it's not a simcha issue. So the issue is, it has to be a seasonal fruit. Okay? So if you have a plum, I would think that maybe a plum is more of a reason to make Shachiyano than a unique fruit that you've only had once in your life, but it's available all year. I don't know that if you wanted a plum in December, you could get a hold of it so easily. You know? Maybe you could, maybe you can't. I don't know. But I could hear that, you know, very, very seasonal stuff is only available in the summer. You know, that's when they're available. You know, so, or for example, let's say you could get dates, fresh dates in the summer, but you can get dried dates or figs the rest of the year. That doesn't count because that's not the same form. So yeah, you're still excited about the new season because now they're available fresh. Before, they were only available dried. So apricots, if you get a fresh apricot and the rest of the year they're available dried, doesn't mean that it's not seasonal. So you would still make a bracha on that, okay? So basically, if you're in a place that there's constant flow and import-export of all over the place, and basically all fruits are always available, I don't know if you would make Shachiyano on any fruits. But if basically summer fruits are only available in the summer and winter fruits are only available in the winter, so then you know, you make a bracha on those summer fruits, okay? But the concept would be that the primary time to make it is the first time you see it. Now, if you've seen it multiple times, you could still make it when the first time you eat it. So for example, let's say you went to the store, you bought it, you saw it when you bought it, then you went in the fridge, you saw it in the fridge, then you set the table and you saw it on the table. You could still make a bracha when you're going to eat it because that's the primary time that you're experiencing that new simcha, experience. But, of the Vilna Gaon held, you should only make the bracha the first time you see it. So maybe that's another good reason to make sure, you know, so that if you're planning on making a Shachiyano, you have whoever do the shopping so that you didn't see it first, but that's just the minhag is not like that. The minhag is, even if you've seen it multiple times, you make Shachiyano the first time you eat it. So this is the concept of the Shachiyano on fruits. Okay, so I think that nowadays it is difficult to come by a fruit that it will be a Shachiyano fruit, but it is possible. Okay, but most fruits that last a long time, like potatoes and stuff like that, obviously won't be Shachiyano. Tomatoes and staples and stuff. Staples are obviously not Shachiyano, but very seasonal stuff. You know, it would be a good question when you pick your first mango off the ground, you know, and you walk by first mango of the season. That does bring a certain simcha. It's another mango season. It's Shachiyano lazman hazeh. The fact that they're available all year, maybe it does take away. If you think about that, I mean, how available are mangoes the whole year? Are they fully available all year?
I think so.
You can pretty much get fresh mango all year, right? I mean, it's not impossible to find. What about like real summer stuff like plums and nectarines and stuff like that?
No, I'm not sure. I have to get into the shopping.
You got to get the experts. You got to get the experts. I figure you're
I'll ask my wife.
Yeah, you're a fruit and vegetable expert. Anything that gives you the right amount of energy, right? So, you just juice it. Make sure it gives the right, you know, fibers. So, okay, this is all has to do with the Shachiyano on fruits. Okay, and we're saying it's a seasonal. It's seasonal, and okay. Now, by the way, that's why, since it's a seasonal thing, the Mishnah Berurah says in Hilchos Tisha B'Av that this is the primary reason why you do not make a Shachiyano in the 3 weeks, because he says even an Avel, a person sitting shiva is allowed to make a Shachiyano if he's offered a new fruit, he gets the shechiyano, he makes the bracha on the fruit, and he makes the shechiyano, and it's not a problem. But during the 3 weeks, if you're offered a new fruit, you should not take it. Because you have to make a shechiyano, you're not supposed to make a shechiyano in 3 weeks. So what's the difference? If it's avelus, but an avel, even a mourner is allowed to make the shechiyano. So he says very simply, he says, because the avel is in his own private mourning. It doesn't mean this is a bad time period. It's just he's experiencing a certain, you know, challenge right now. So he's allowed to make a shechiyano. But these 3 weeks is a bad time period for Klal Yisrael. It's not an exciting time. It's a very down, sad time. So it's inappropriate to say, Hashem, you got me to this time period. I don't want to be in this time period. It's not appropriate to say, Hashem, oh, you got me to this time period, shechiyano v'kiyamonu lazmanaz, it's this time period. This is not a good season to be in. So therefore, even if you get a new fruit, you should not make that shechiyano. Again, it's not necessarily a simcha issue. It's describing the period as a time to that you're excited to be there at this new season. Entering this new season gives me enjoyment, gives me a certain excitement. You can't say that about this time period. And that's why you don't make a shechiyano on a new fruit in the 3 weeks. But not because it's a simcha or something like that. Okay? Okay, now, there's a big, big, big problem with all this that we're saying, which is, we all know that there's another type of shechiyano. A shechiyano that you make if you buy a new house, let's say. It's a sif in Shulchan Aruch, it's in Mishnah Gimel. It says, Hakoin bona bayis chadosh, or kana kelim chadashim, get a new item and something new, exciting, a new suit or something, you make a shechiyano. Now hold on. Before I do that, let me just bring out another point. The first time, so we're saying that it's not because the first time you experience this fruit, it's because the fruit is objectively a new seasonal fruit. So he said the similar thing with a mitzvah. Let's say this is the first time you ever did a mitzvah. So let's say you have the opportunity now to go do a new mitzvah called Shiluach HaKan, let's say. It's the first time you could do it. Or it's the first time you could do Pidyon Peter Chamor. You know, you heard that there's a new newborn donkey that's about to be born in Jungle Island. So you call up you call him up, you say, I want to buy the donkey, you buy the mother, and now the baby's born. Oh, Peter Chamor, and now you can get a koyin, and you can give it to the koyin, give him $5. It's the first time I ever did that mitzvah. So, do you make a shechiyano? It's very exciting. The answer is you don't. Because even though it's the first time you made that mitzvah, but again, it's not a seasonal thing. It's the first time in your life, but it's not going to come up again. We only make a bracha on seasonal mitzvahs, like matzah comes up once a year, every year. So again, Hashem, you're ushering in a new era. Lulav, shofar, these things that, Megillah, right? So, Hanukkah, these are seasonal, they have a specific time, and it's a seasonal mitzvah, just like a seasonal fruit. So again, it's not about the experience of doing it for the first time. A lot of people ask about a bar mitzvah boy, the first time he puts on tefillin. Does he make a bracha? And the answer is again, no, because even though it's the first time he's doing it, but it's not seasonal. So whereas you think, well, I'm much more excited the first time I put on tefillin than every year when I do the lulav. Where, right, the boy is much more excited when he puts on tefillin for the first time than when he takes the lulav every year. But the lulav is seasonal, and therefore, oh, shechiyano, you got me to a new season. But this is a new experience. It's very exciting and all that. But it's not to say it's not under the category of shechiyano. Okay, now you could argue for the boy wearing tefillin that maybe he should make a shechiyano on getting the tefillin. Well, we'll see about that. But the mitzvah of tefillin, you don't make a shechiyano on that. So the first time you do a mitzvah, you do not make a shechiyano. It's only a mitzvah which comes at a set time, nizman lazman. It's a frequent mitzvah. Okay, if you buy it now, right? So mitzvah. So we're saying mitzvahs and a fruit has to do with the season. But there's a big problem. The big problem is, and the Rishonim asked this question, which is, hold on, but there's a whole other type of shechiyano, which is a shechiyano which comes for buying new stuff. You bought a new suit. Now, your wife will say, you see, there's a raya, you're supposed to get a new suit every 3 months, it's seasonal. Every new season, you're supposed to get a new suit, you're supposed to get new clothes. I have a raya from the halacha that you're supposed to get new clothes all the time, right? It's a seasonal thing, no. But the truth is that you make a new bracha every time you get a new kli. Right, kli chadashim, a new house, and something new, exciting. That's not seasonal. So why would you make a bracha on that? Okay, so this is the question that the Rishonim ask. The Rishonim asks this question, and the answer to this question is depends. But one answer is Rav Shri Ragoin says, "Enechanami." That's why we don't make a bracha on new stuff. Did you ever make a bracha when you buy a blender? numerator bracha when you buy a new sandwich, a new pen, you know, whatever, frying pan. It's a kli chadash, it's a new thing. Why don't you make a bracha? Because you make a bracha on this stuff. And therefore, sure, going says that we don't make a bracha on this, and that's why the Kaf HaChaim says that we don't make a bracha, that Sfaradim don't make a bracha on any new stuff. The only new stuff to make a bracha on is clothing, because that's a very specific type. But otherwise nothing, a car, these things, you don't make a bracha on this stuff. That's what Kaf HaChaim says, because it's not seasonal. Okay? Now, the suits is a different reason, and that's a specific exception. But otherwise, only seasonal stuff. That's for sure going. But that's hard to understand, because it's Gemaras all over the place that say you do make a bracha shechianu on these things. So for sure going says it's a machlokes. Look at the different opinions. This is Rabbi Yochanan. It's a machlokes asugis. The Gemara is arguing in different places. We don't pass like those Gemaras. The halacha is not like that. But we don't. But that for sure going is a big chiddush. So what else could we say to explain why is it that the Gemara says you make a bracha on a new house, you make a bracha on a new anything new, a new suit, all these things. Why do you make a bracha on that? So there's basically two answers given. One answer is because you only make a bracha on significant things. And those significant things take the place of mizman lezman. So that's what Mishnah Berurah says. It's kind of, it's not seasonal, but it does signify to the person like a new era, a new period of in his life. So you're right, every time you buy a new frying pan, you know, you're not associating that with a new time period in your life. But you buy a house, okay, that's a new exciting period. You bought a new car, you know, yeah, when we first married, we had this car, and now we have this car. You know, these things do signify a certain like type of chashivas to the person, a new watch, it's chashav. So it has to be a chashav thing, which could signify the person that he's entering into a new like stage. But it's only if he, you know, if that's significant to the person. Okay? So that's one way of understanding it. That's what Mishnah Berurah's mashma.
So how come for tefillin you wouldn't say shechiana then?
Oh, so what you're saying is that in Echadam you wouldn't make shechiana on the mitzvah of the tefillin, because you know we don't say that, but maybe on the purchasing of the tefillin. You're saying like getting the tefillin.
Yes.
Right. Okay, so the answer to that is because he didn't buy it. His father bought it for him. And the father doesn't make the bracha because the father has to pay, because the father's not going to use it. And he has to do it anyway, the father. So you make a shechiana.
And he's not excited about the time for his son's entering a new chapter, and his status changes.
Well, yeah, he has to get something for that. I mean, he's besides the bill from the bar mitzvah. he has to be receiving something. So he's not receiving that, you know. He's not getting something. Now, some people say because the bar mitzvah boy is getting new tefillin, then, you know, but maybe he should, at least it's not sure, it's a suffix, maybe he should make sure he has a new fruit on the day of this bar mitzvah, so on the day he's putting on new tefillin, so he can make sure on both, something like that. Now, one thing. Now, that's one answer. So according to that answer, but it would have to be a very significant purchase. And that's why nowadays people don't really make shechiana on new stuff. Unless it's very significant. I mean, if a person gets a new suit every time they have another business meeting, so it's not really important for them. But if a person only gets a new suit every other year, two, very infrequently in the old days, you have to go to a tailor, you have to get the fabric. It was a big deal to get a new suit. Right? It wasn't like nowadays, you go online to whatever and you know, okay, size, and just press three buttons, you want how many buttons you want, and you get your suit in the mail. You know, like in those days, it was a big deal to get a new article of clothing. So maybe that you make a bracha because I've reached the point that I can afford another coat, another winter coat. You know, how often did a person get a winter coat? There was three winter coats in the whole city. You know, so they you know, like those stories that they would leave the winter coat on the tree. So the next person who's coming out to use it can go use it. You know, it was a very infrequent thing. So the in Lakewood they told me, and in the first years in Lakewood, so when they had the yeshiva apartments, so you know, no one had cars. There was only like in the whole apartment building where all the people in the kollel were learning. In the early years, like in the 60s, maybe, you know, so, or 70s, you know, in the early years, so they had like one apartment building, all the kollel people were there, and one person had a car, and they left the keys in the hallway. You know, whoever needed the car would go take the car, do your shopping, put the keys back in the hallway for the next person, whoever needed the car, you know, like that. So in those days, that's how they did the winter car. So, okay, so that's a significant thing. But other than that, you would not necessarily make the bracha on anything. So let's take, for example, a wedding ring. Okay, so do you make a bracha on that? So you would think that the kala should make a bracha on the wedding ring, because she just got a new thing and she's not going to get that again, hopefully. And this is like, it's a significant purchase.
Under the chuppah?
What?
At the
chuppah? No, I'm talking about the engagement ring, the diamond ring. Right? So I don't know about the wedding band, you know, but you know, that's a good point. But the engagement ring, you know, that's probably the kala should make a shachiyam on that. Now, Rav Moshe has a very interesting tshuva. Rav Moshe's tshuva is that he writes in Ibn Ezra Chelev Dalet that the chassan, when he buys the ring, also should make a shachianu, even though he's not going to wear it, but he has something that he can use. He's going to use it to give to his kala. So since he's going to use it to secure his, you know, engagement, so that's also a significant purchase for him. That's a chiddush, because since he's not going to use it, it's interesting to, you know, I'll he just spent his life savings on this. So like, I'm not sure he's so excited but regardless, Moshe does say that the chassan also can make shachyanu. Rabbi Yashiv disagrees with that, but I had this shayla, because I had gotten the engagement ring days before Shavuos Matamas, and I was gonna go home, you know, during the 3 weeks for Bina Zmanim, so should I give it to the kala during the 3 weeks? So the problem is the kala is going to have to say shachyanu, and she's not allowed to say shachyanu, and she's so you're giving her a gift and she can't say shachyanu. Like, why are you giving it to her now during the 3 weeks? You know, maybe you shouldn't give it. So the halacha I was told then, and that's what it says in the Mishabura, is that you're allowed to make shachyanu in the 3 weeks on Shabbos. So give it to right before Shabbos so she can wear it for Shabbos the first time, and then she can make shachyon on Shabbos. That would be the eitzah for that. So she can make the bracha on Shabbos, and that would be the way out of that problem. But this is the concept of the shachyon on Kalim. Now there's another way to interpret this idea, that the other way to learn Mishabura brings in the Bir Halacha, is that you're right. You would have to say that really there's two different takanas of shachianu. There's one shachianu on the zman, on the seasonal stuff, that's the mitzvahs, and that's the fruit. And there's another thing, and again, that has nothing to do with your simcha, right? You may not be very excited to sheikh lulav, but it's irrelevant if you're excited, okay? It's irrelevant if you're excited. Okay, it's not the point. The point is it's a new season. It could be you're not excited about the fruit. It's not the point, right? But there's another inyan that if you get something exciting, you make a new shachianu for the simcha of it. Okay, there's such a concept. Maybe the Bir Halacha says that some want to say there's a second din in shachianu, that something that makes you excited, you make a shachianu. But again, even according to that, you would have to be something again pretty significant that will get you excited. Okay, a frying pan and a new fork and a new this not getting you excited. So again, it would have to be very, very significant items. So that's why primarily, especially according to Sfaradim, the Kimat don't make shachyan on anything except for new fruits and mitzvahs, but like new kalim, basically very, very, very rare that they should make shachyan. Ashkenazim theoretically should be more lenient, because the Mishnah Berurah paskins that even though many people are lenient, we should not be lenient. And even if you're lenient on making the bracha, you should definitely not be lenient in having the harsa tov to Hashem. Right? So even though you know, maybe technically you don't make the bracha, but the concept of the bracha is to thank Hashem for getting to this opportunity, you know. So that for sure, you know, you should definitely take the opportunities to be thankful to Hashem. But so let's just go through one by one, and I want to introduce one more concept quickly, okay? So a person buys like we said, the diamond ring, a new suit, if it's very, very rare that they should get a new suit. You know, different, a new watch that then, you know, like, they, a Kosher watch and they're going to have it for many years and they basically had the same one. You know, yeah, if someone has 15 of them in their closet and they're just switching off depending on, you know, depending on the occasion, they're not. But if they, you know, I've had this watch since I was married and now I'm getting it, whatever the occasion may be, then they can maybe make the Shachiyon according to Ashkenaz. Okay? Now, people do ask, if I bought a new house, so let's say I want to say the Shachiyon, but I owe a lot of money in the house. I have a mortgage. So I don't know if it's so exciting for me. So Yashiv says that the truth is people are never, there's always two sides to the coin. There's always the fact that you bought something, but you spent money on it. Okay? So obviously, we assume that the person's willing to spend that money on the thing and get the simcha of owning it, so it's, even if he owes the money. But Rabbi Yashiv does say, if there's a significant chance that you're going to foreclose on the house and lose it, you shouldn't make the bracha. so if you took out a mortgage and you're pretty hopeful that you're going to be able to pay the payments, then you can make the bracha. Okay, now just to cover all bases, because again, the bracha mezuzah is similar to tefillin. You don't technically make a bracha mezuzah, but I think what the minig is by Sfardim, especially because the Sfardim don't make a bracha on most things, they try to incorporate everything in one. So they have the Chanukah Tabayit, and then they put on the mezuzah, and then at the time of making the mezuzah, they make a bracha of the Shachiyanu on the mezuzah and on the house all in one, and that way you cover like multiple bases with one bracha. And I think that's why they do it that way. But not always do they say the Shachiyanu. Now, so also, when you are buying something and making a new bracha on it, you only make a bracha when it's ready to use. So if you buy a new suit that needs tailoring, you would not make it at the time that you purchased it, you make it at the time that you would wear it. If you would make a shachiyon, it would be at the time that you use the item. Same thing with the home. It would not be when you bought it, but it would be when it's ready to move in. So that's why also, it could be it's only ready to move in with the mezuzahs. So that's why the mezuzah would be a time that you can make a bracha on that, you know, that purchase. Now, one other thing. Even though we keep on referring to making a bracha shachiyanu, 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 the real truth is that the bracha is not just shachiyanu. There is another bracha called hatoiv vehametiv. Hashem is good to me and others. And the halacha is anything that you share with someone else, you make hatoiv vehametiv. You do not say shachiyanu. So shachiyanu is only for something you personally use. For example, the kala with her ring or the suit. Okay? But if you're going to buy a house and it's going to be for you and your family, then you're not going to use it yourself. You're going to use it with other people. Therefore, the appropriate bracha is really not shachiyanu. The appropriate bracha is hatoiv vehametiv. So you do not say shachiyanu in that case. You say hatoiv vehametiv. Same thing with a new car. If you buy a new car and it's significant, or whatever, an Ashkenazim, maybe once in a while, you know, buy a new minivan, a new car all the time, you make a new shachiyanu, but you wouldn't say shachiyanu, you'd say hatoiv vehametiv instead, because you use it together with other people, unless you're going to be in the car yourself all the time. But if you're using it for your family, the halacha would be you say hatoiv vehametiv.
What about when you're buying fruit and you're going to, you could have your tuba, your...
No. Because the fruit, each person is going to taste it on their own. I'm not tasting the part they're tasting. Right?
Even though I bought it for everyone of mine?
I'm going to have half of it and they're going to have half of it. But the house, we're going to live in it together. It's, you know, you see what I'm saying? We're using all of it together. In the fruit, we're splitting it in half and you're having your piece, I'm having my piece. Okay? The car, we're using it together. Right? If I have a suit and the fact is I'm going to wear it, then you're going to wear it, I could still say shachiyanu on you because we're not going to wear it at the same time. So the fact that two people will benefit from it is not the shachiyanu. That's why when a son is born to a couple, the Shulchan Aruch says you say hatoiv vehametiv, because both parents will enjoy the son together. And when a daughter is born, it says you do not make hatoiv vehametiv. The Shulchan Aruch says you don't make hatoiv vehametiv, but when you see the daughter for the first time, you say shachiyanu. Each parent, you know, that whatever the reason is for that, luckily it's too late to get involved in the reasoning for that, so we're not going to get too in detail, but it does, the Ramah says that when you see the girl for the first time, you can say shachiyanu, but you don't say that to her mate. Okay, now.
Does that mean when the boy is born and you haven't seen him, you're in the other room, you say hatov hametiv?
Yeah, when you hear about the boy being born, you make a hatov hametiv. If you hear about the daughter being born, you wait until you see her, and then you say shachiyanu.
Wow.
Yeah. Now, Sfardim, I think also, because they make shachiyanu at the bris, So they make the shekhinah on the bris, on the sun and the bris together, I think, because if you're making shekhinah anyway. But this is the difference now. Because of this halacha, okay, so in ironically, even though you would not be allowed to eat a new fruit during the 3 weeks, because you cannot say shachiyanu v'igiyanu lazman hazeh, right? But it could be that you could buy a new car in the 3 weeks. Because there, what bracha are you going to make? You're going to make a bracha atoy v'ametiv. So you're not mentioning this man. The whole problem with shachiyanu is what we said was, you can't thank Hashem for getting me to this terrible time period. But in atoy v'ametiv, you're not mentioning the time period. So Rav Moshe Feinstein Paskins, you can say Hatoy Vameitiv in 3 weeks. You just can't say Shachiyonu in 3 weeks. So anything which is a simcha, but it's a source of simcha for multiple people together, and the bracha on that is Hatoy Vameitiv, you could do during 3 weeks. So just interesting, interesting halacha. I remember there was a whole shayla that the person publishes a sefer. Then they make a Shachiyonu on it when they get the sefer. So I was like, I published a sefer one time, and we were talking about it. What bracha do you make? And then all of a sudden, I was reading a book about Rav Shimon Schwab, and it said in that book about Rav Shimon Schwab that when he published the sefer, someone gave him the sefer. He opened the sefer, was so excited. He said, Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam Hatov V'Ameitiv. So I said, oh, he's making Hatov V'Ameitiv, not Shachiyonu, because he's confident that people are going to use the sefer together with him. So I said, must be that he knows people will use the sefer. Other people are never sure if anyone else is going to read it, so they're just excited for themselves. Not sure that anyone else is actually going to ever read it. So I don't know if it's a Toiv HaMeitiv. But this is the concept to keep in mind, that Toiv HaMeitiv is a simcha you share with others, and Shekhinu is your personal Shekhinu. And again, I think that just to keep in mind, these are the two dinim, the two categories of Shekhinu. One category is timely, seasonal things, which is what we said, mitzvahs and fruits. Okay, and the other type of shachiyanos are new things, which have to be very, very significant to fall under this category. Either it's considered timely to some degree because it signifies a new time, or it's not a varta timely, but it's a significant simcha, and that also you make a bracha. I think Sfaradim, the meaning is they tend less to make these brachas. Ashkenazim lean more to making them. Mishnah Berurah says it's appropriate to make them, but regardless of the specifics, you should definitely feel the simcha and hakaras hatov when you're given this opportunity, and therefore, definitely should mention this, whether you're technically going to make the bracha or not, but you should definitely use it as an opportunity to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for it, okay? So we'll stop here, and we will pick up in the end of August. And Mr. Shem, I'll send out an email. The next couple of weeks will be off, okay? Mr. Shem, we'll be off the next couple of weeks, and I'll send out an email about the next topic. I think we'll pick it up from there.